Let's give a big hand. They're changing and changing. This morning, I feel like, oh, they practice a lot. Without the practice, they cannot show these beautiful and wonderful voices and music. So thank you for your input, your energy, your extra time to come together and practice. This makes a different outcome. When we invested more, we will see a lot of differences of outcome. This is the principle. This is the God's principle of restoration. God put everything for the sake of a human being. Where is the outcome? God can see, oh, I put everything, even one ounce of my energy, and where is this? Where is the outcome? He's been waiting for last 6,000 years. He sent his only begotten son 2,000 years ago. Go and check it out. What is my outcome? Because I invested everything I have. I really want to you, my only begotten son, find out. They really inherited my principle of creation, or they are still struggling. Because God sees us, we are struggling and we are very miserable situation. And then God sent his only begotten son, Jesus. Go there, my son, and share about what we are doing wrong things and correct. And then I really want to input more energy through you and fix it. And I really want to make my ideal world centered on God. Yes, on the way to Korea last week, I heard New York, 6 a.m., something happened in Las Vegas, and then when I arrived in San Francisco, I changed my airplane, and then I see this miserable situation in Las Vegas, so I called Reverend Du. And then Reverend Du also got a lot of phone calls from Korea and his friend around the world. What happened to Las Vegas community. So very fortunately, and no one hurt from our church community, but however, my deepest prayer for the sake of these victims, now 58 and over 500 people, innocent people, injured and struggling. And I believe over 100,000 people, families and relatives, they suffer as well. Not only Las Vegas community, around the nation, around the world, including True Mother. True Mother, first see me and share about Las Vegas. What happened in Las Vegas? So True Mother was sent her condolences to these victims and victims' family and to America. So we all believe still America, God's chosen nation, the safest nation around the world. True parents very clear about this. And with this greatest hope for the sake of this country, let us come, unite, and feel with true parents' love, God's love is here, Las Vegas and this country, America. Many people, even many medias, they are trying to which research what Asian motivation this man who shooting and killed many people in our history. What is his motivation? People still talking, they got no answer. Even today, the New York Times Sunday edition, I read on the way to here, whole page, I don't know, maybe 4 pages about these shootings, why happening this time here in Las Vegas and America. What is his motivation? People is talking, searching, and no answer. Police department and psychologist, no answer. Or just lonely wolf without any purpose, just shooting around. And his early life, property, and he tried to get rid of his family's poverty, and then tried to get as much as he could, and nighttime walking around here, and daytime going to college, California, and then get the degree, and the building, Los Angeles building, Dallas, not only these areas. And then he got some kind of wealthy surroundings. But my answer is very clear. Why he had that kind of behavior? Because he didn't know God. He didn't know the purpose of God's providence of restoration, the purpose of true parents. So I felt, oh, that's part of my portion of responsibility. Part of our church. And he never, ever had experienced any kind of spiritual relationship with anybody. So his spirit was very, very dry. So he's looking, his eye only see external foundation, only see outers, not inner spirit. This is make him struggling and suffering with the life of families, life of his siblings. So we are very lucky, we are very blessed. We know very clear ideas, God's providence of restoration. We are very clear this day. What kind of time, what kind of day, what kind of era for the sake of God's providence of restoration. So we must see time. Oh, today is almost 11 o'clock. What is my plan today? What is my plan tomorrow? And rest of this year. And with this, I'd like to share about what true mothers' ideas, not only ideas, and how she really want to substantialize God's kingdom on earth, not only in heaven. First of all, I really share my appreciation in Las Vegas family. Over 100 family came to Madison Square Garden and participated through Mother's messages and through Mother's proclamation about the true parents, about the heavenly parents, about the true father's life histories. So I really give my big hand to each one of you. Thank you. Because of we input every state, every city's extra power of prayer, extra family's effort, we come together. This is really, we made this Madison Square Garden centering on True Mother's outcome. Everybody glorified Heavenly Parents, everybody joined with True Mother's messages, included all Christian pastors and Christian choirs and members of their own churches. So this is without our family members lay down condition, without Heavenly Parents' blessing, without True Father's supportive action through many great good spirit from spirit world. So let's give True Mother and True Parents and Heavenly Parents big hands. Our thank you. With that foundation, True Mother invited 200 pastors, Christian pastors, most of them, to Korea. And then True Mother shared so many things about the history of Christianity and about the Heavenly Parents. And this morning, I like the very part of True Mother's caring and how to care this Christian pastors the last time and educated them centering on Heavenly Parents and centering on a True Mother. And very simple, what is it for? What is it for? True Mother start, what is it for? This shooting act is act of four. How can we define four? Human four. Very clear. We are always Heavenly Parents' ideas. We are away, getting away from True Parents. This is the four. True Mother described about this act of the four, human four. So how can we overcome away from God? We must awaken ourselves, understanding God, understanding God's providence. This is must be action from all human beings. Because if we don't know about God, if we don't know True Parents, how can we follow the God's way, True Parents' way? So first things, we must understand God and True Parents. And we will understand God's ideal of creation, ideal of divine principle for the sake of humankind, for the sake of whole world. So today my song title, Our Dream and Hope. Not plural dreams and hopes. No, dream and hope. Just singular. Why? what this owl means. Owl means heavenly parents, true parents, and ourselves. So our dream must be one. Our hope also must be one dream, one hope, to build God's ideal world. This is true mother's message to this Christian pastors. This is purpose of God's creation. Realized our dream and our hope, centering on heavenly parents, centering on true parents. Substantialize God's ideal of creation, none other than the kingdom of heaven on earth. We talk about last 2,000 years, the coming kingdom of heaven on earth. Think about the true mother's commitment. Her commitment, I really want to make it the kingdom of heaven on earth, everybody's eye, spirit world and physical world, they could see the kingdom of heaven, God originally intended creation, the purpose of God's creation. So day after day, now, when you understand true mother's providence, these days, you will see more clearly about you can build. Oh, I can build kingdom of heaven. Oh, I can be part of builders of this kingdom of heaven on earth, centering on heavenly parents and true mother. So, the kingdom of God on earth and in heaven, so most of our Christians, they looking for the kingdom. My kingdom is in heaven, not here. So true mother told them, you must make it yourself, rebirth experiences yourself. You say, oh, I am saved because I believe in Jesus Christ 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. That is not right. You must make it yourself, new person. So without do we take up our behavior centering on Satan, we cannot see. We cannot make a vision for the sake of this coming new kingdom. Not only new wine we must put into the new wineskin, your shoes you must change. Your old shoes, you must change in new shoes, centering on true parents, centering on true mother, only begotten daughter. So I check many pastors who came back with these ideas. What is the most impressive you learn from this 5 days trip that we all participated in the ceremony, True Father's 5th year anniversary for memorial service? People shocked when True Mother said, you must understand now the era of Christianity over. And time has come, now we are entering new era, end of Christianity. So how they got true mother's message. This Christian pastor, their job, their mission, last 30, 40, 50 years, carry on the mission of Jesus. And true mother said, now time has come, I declare end of era of Christianity. New era of true parents came, so we not going through same way, same wineskin, same shoes. We must change new wineskin, new shoes, and new heart, centering on true parents and centering on true mother, the only begotten daughter.
True.
Still, they are trying to understand this with some part of, I don't know, inner circle, some struggling, but new way, they really thinking, yes, true mother's message that Madison Square Garden and Korea, they never heard before. They are thinking, and I think some of them prayer, some of them already they got the true mother's message all clear, 100%. The true mother told them, don't be proud of your ministry for 30 years. You talk too much. Today, you must close your lips. You must open your ears. I got God's message. So you must fear God. You must fear God. You're telling not truth about your parents, about God. That's why with Christianity, God has no hope. You must change. You must be stand strong before heavenly parents. You must fear and you must hear God sent the message. This is time for the sake of true parents. This is time for the sake of all humankind. Come back to God's side through true parents.
On you.
This is our final destination. This is 6,000 years God-centered dream, God-centered hope. All humanity come together, centering on God, the era of true parents had come, and we must unite with the true parents. So we must live together with this idea, and then we can go to next world, and we can live same kind of spirit of kingdom of heaven. If you don't have here, like Peter said, what's your ideas? You didn't prepare, you didn't enjoy kingdom life here. How can you anticipate? Oh, I believe 40 years Jesus, and I have my reserved seat before heavenly parents. You are wrong. That's why you must change your shoes. And change your shoes and follow true parents and absolutely united in true parents' life and teachings. And you are safe like a new wineskin, new shoes. So let us all become, try to fulfill God's ideal purpose of creation. What is 6,000 years God's suffering to fulfill His vision and His dream. So this is a good example. This painful, and how can we healing them? How can we bring, get the dream again, get the hope again, for the sake of this community and the world? So let us introduce them to parents, about the heavenly parents' way of life. That is a solution. That is our solution. That's why true parents, true father, before went to the spirit world, two things. Live here and left here. Tribal messiahship activities and divine principles. Two things when we practice, we will get the best answers, best solution, best healing method. And I really wish all hotels, casinos, they prepare one room for meditation, one room counseling, and one room service room. And then they must hire unificationist as your chaplain. Who knows true parents? Who knows God? Anybody else? And then that maybe small things, but from there we can change. Surprising. No, I thought after this shooting happened, maybe I thought the Mandalay Bay is closed the casino floor for a few days and then healing procedure or something, but they open right away again this floor with more security. No, they must hire pastors and unificationists, and then that is more secure for the them sake, for the sake of this Las Vegas community. You know, this morning I got the airport and people, many people I never seen. I don't know, maybe because they are returning home, somehow I could feel more people coming in and out Las Vegas, even though we have this accident. So God showed the situation we are in, at the same time, true parents share her ideas for the sake of this community. So once again, thank you, Las Vegas families. Even though we are going through this kind of situations, and more than ever, let us guard our mission-oriented daily activities. And thank you for Reverend Du and Mrs. Du and all missionaries, all come members. Every daily basis you go and witnessing to true parents and all of the people around there, and that really protect bigger ones, I believe. So Thank you, everyone, and let us unite with the true mothers, their confirmation, and then we will see great hope coming and great dream could be realized here, Las Vegas, and our community. Thank you. God bless you.